Wie an Middle Hilchas Shabbos, in the middle of a Simon Reish Samach Gimel, regarding who's the one who lights the Shabbos Neris and if they made a mistake on a cloudy day. Siv Beis on page 70. Echad HaAnoshim, Echad HaAnoshim, whether men or women, Chayovim, Lias, Bepeteim, Neridolik, Beshabbos, is obligated to be in their homes, a lit candle on Shabbos. A fellow in Lamayachal, even if he doesn't want to eat, Shoyel Ala Pesachim, he asks on the doorways, Vilakech Shemin, he takes oil, Umalik is in there, and he lights the candle. Because that's included in the category of having delight on Shabbos. It says Mishmar Siv Katan Tess, that even if Ein Loi B'chulu, he doesn't have what to eat, he has to go asking for money. Now, Ein Loi K'vanah intent is not to Ein Loi K'lam Ha'yerchel, he doesn't have at all what to eat. Because in such a case, Mutav Sheyach Chal B'sachem, it would be better to go knocking on doors, because they like this lechem to Shabbos, to buy bread for Shabbos. The Yikayim B'zeh Mitzvah Kiddush, then you'll be fulfilling the Mitzvah of Kiddush, which you can make on bread. You can make it through the Shabbos, and so is the primary meal of Shabbos. Elikabana rather means to say, he doesn't have his own food that he's eating from. Because from his parents, he's getting supported from the tzedakah collection. Even so, it's saying still has the attempt to attain also a candle for Shabbos. The Shabbos in his book says, look at Be'alocha, and the Maschel Ein Loi La'yoichel. Says Mishmar further, he says, "Mishish le'mos mitzum summon." If someone has a precise amount of money, mitzvah lechem mitzvah the Shabbos ken makol. So the mitzvah of eating, having bread for the meal of Shabbos, that's before everything, and v'neil Shabbos and the candle for Shabbos kum likech mashar machal. That comes before all the other foods. Because after shemachal and basa, because even though all the other foods and meat do gam givachal and Shabbos those included in the mitzvah of the light of Shabbos, become makom more b'neir other piyaser. A candle is better more mishum shalom bayis. Because of the peace and harmony it brings into the house, like we'll say later on. Me, however, mishum ner for the halacha of a candle, nai ner echad lechud. It's not from just one candle. Bashar and the rest of the money, it's a machal Shabbos. You should spend on the food for Shabbos. Like it says in the Gemara, that for ani, even a poor person, so chalasa davar mud lechavay Shabbos has to do a little bit something special for the honor of Shabbos. Right, mashik yisav leil b'sim mishmer beis mishum bura. So we call good. So even if he doesn't know what to eat, he should go knocking al psachim b'chulo on the doorways. The ikur einik su the Shabbos because it's the primary delight of the meal of Shabbos having illuminated. But for that, you only have to do to get one candle. Siv gimel. Hanoshim musalchas b'yoyser. The women are instructed in this more than men. What? Because they're found in the homes. And voiskas mitzvachabayis, they're also the one engaged in the needs of the house. And main yodim esegis liknas neil l'shabbos. If a person cannot attain to acquire a candle for Shabbos, as a ketin taflam advav uli kiddush hayoyim, and to have for kiddush for Shabbos, neir Shabbos kaidim, the candle of Shabbos comes first. V'chein main yodim esegis liknas neil l'shabbos v'neil l'chanukah. So if someone cannot attain to acquire a candle for Shabbos and a candle of Chanukah, neir Shabbos kaidim, the candle of Shabbos comes first. Yeshua Mishlem Bai Habayis because of the peace in the house. Because the angel Mabayis blowing there because he can't have peace in the house without a candle. Says Ramav, what happens if you have to choose between buying wine for Kiddush or buying Ner Chanukah? And come on, Tim Tufreshain Ches, in the halachas of Chanukah. Says Mishbur Sivkat Nyod Alf. Anoshim Musaris, women are warned regarding this mitzvah more than men. And even if the husband himself wants to light the candles, the Ishikademis, the woman comes first. Unless there's many candles, so then he could also go ahead and light. Like she led this when she gave birth. But Shabbos Rishayin, the first Shabbos, Madlik Habal Mavarach, the husband lights and he makes the bracha. When the woman is in need, the woman herself makes the bracha with her lighting. Tivkot Nyud Beis. Why is the woman the Sagas Yoise? Nishmetsuyas, because they're commonly found in the house, and she's engaged in the tzarchei bayis. But another reason is because she extinguished the candle of the world. She caused with the chet of the tzedas the death of Adam Rishon. And to make up for it, she has to illuminate. However, it's good for the husband at least to appear the candles, so he's also involved in the mitzvah. What happens if you only have enough money for kiddush and for Neir Shabbos? So Neir Shabbos kaidim. Candle of Shabbos are first. Not because the Kiddush are ice, even though making Kiddush sanctifying Shabbos is biblical. However, Al Yayin the Rabbanah. Do it on wine is rabbinic. Because the military is with Tvila. Biblical, you eat it when you do it on Tvila when you make Kaddish. Like we'll say later on, Samir Shayin Alpha. Moreover, you can make Kiddush on bread. And here it's just you're trying to get wine. So therefore, the candles come first. Simcha and Yudal, and also by Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, is Ner Shabbos comes first because of the Shleim HaBayis, because of the peace of the house. Now, if Yishlei Ner Echad, if he has one candle, Sagi, that's enough. Yitzhiya Moise, and he should use the rest of the money, L'Kiddush, for the one, L'Kiddush, or Ner Chanukah, or for the Chanukah Noyers. We have Chanukah, now for Chanukah also, but Ner Echad Sagi, because then one candle is enough. Yishlei Ner Echad L'Shabbos, now if he has one candle for Shabbos, and Ner Echad L'Chanukah, one candle for Chanukah, but Yishlei Oid Mat Moise, has a little bit more money. Nearly, it appears to me, the Tov Yishlei Ner Echad L'Chanukah. Better to acquire more nears for Chanukah, at least when Mahajim to be from the Mahajim, which light accordingly to the number of that there are over there. The commercial reality of the Halacha, like I explained in the Bir Halacha. Because the Magnum writes, the Isha Summa blind woman, Gamkin Yachilabach on their Shabbos, she could also get the Bach on their Shabbos, though then this Gamkin, she also has a benefit from the luminaries, when things that illuminate. However, Mishal Baal, Shubikach, but if she has a husband that could see, who you baruch, he should make the bracha. Then mechels b'shulchan nechad machem. If she's eating one table with others, she birchu be'edliku that they made the bracha and they light. So late tevaruch, she should not make the bracha. The reason why they all make a bracha b'shem simchi seira, extra joy sheshal de ribanes by the extra candles, like Moshe goes b'simchas. But like a simcha kabbash, she does not have the joy, and therefore she should not be making the bracha in that type of situation.
Now the bi'aloch and the b'maskel ein loy ma'yoychel, which we had referenced in the Shar Tzin Ois Tezvav, that he said that even if he doesn't have what to eat, he has to go knocking on doors for a candle. So it says, look at Magen Avraham, which the Dershu 19 brings that the Magen Avraham explains the words of the Shulchan Aruch that even if he doesn't have what to eat, that is, that he doesn't have bread to eat, just money. What the Kavanah Shulchan Aruch means to say is that since he needs to buy with these monies bread for Shabbos, because the bread comes before a candle, so he should go knocking on doors that he could acquire oil and a lamp, which the Bi'alacha says, and I veered from his interpretation, because it's pushing it very much in the wording, and therefore he says, I explained to Mishnah Berurah that the intent means to say that he's provided from the Kupat Staka. And a proof for this, he says, is because this halacha, notice the halacha, Tavrishayin Alf and Sif Alf, and regarding Ner Chanukah, both are words are from the words of the Rambam. And they're coming from the same source, as the Be'agro explains there and here. And there, explicitly, Rambam says, that he has nothing to eat, ki im minat staka. So Mustama, the same would be in our situation here, too. And this is what he writes over there, shayil, that's also that, shayil abstachim, like in our situation, like the rabbi writes over there, because if not, he should have said a word of leiba, borrowing, like he said by Dalek Tysis. He says, also, what I wrote in Mishnah Berurah, that the mitzvah of bread is before everything else, he says, look at B'magadim, that bread, you need kedei seviyah, to be satisfied, not just a kizayis. What it means to say is if he's hungry, because if not, for sure yitzu with a sheir cut. As the Gemara says, a person lo imisad odim shachon me'ev Shabbos, even though he only needs a kizayis, like later on, some reish tzadi alef, and what we write over there, and proof of the words of Prima Gadim, is from this that the Magadim brings in the beginning of the reish tzadi alef, and name sefer chasidim, that one should not split the suda into two, so that that he shouldn't be full to become the suda shlishas. And from this we learn that the same thing is regarding the mitzvah of Nair, but you can reject it because the mitzvah Nair is more chamed than Suda Shlishas. We're on that Chazal says about Chachov, about Tatar Chalabrias, and not on Hadlakas Nair, as the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is that Yerushal Am Psachim, because Ikas Suda is only Shabbos, and that's not including what we say about Chachov, as the Magen Ram writes. He says, I saw in Derechem that he quotes that bread Kadesh Suvi of Shal Shudas is before the Nair. His words are coming from the words of the Taz and Tefresh and Chesed. He writes over there that the bread of Shal Shudas is Midereisa, is before Nair Chanuk. And then he learns, it's only regarding Nair Shabbos. But the truth is, that's coming from most places, is that Rabbanan, and the Smachta on the Pasuk, and Primogadim fixes this, that according to this, that the Smachta on the Pasuk, it's more Chumma than Stam Rabbanan look over there. But Mekamokam, at the end of the day, Tzorchim Gadabazah, because we see that Rabbanan considered Nair Shabbos and Nair Chanukah because of Shalom Bais and Pesachim Nisim more than through the Shlishas. Because for Nair Shabbos and Chanukah you have to be Shalom Pesachim to get it. And for Suda Shlishas you don't have to. As the Magen Ram writes in Simri Shem Beis, look over there. And that the Magen Ram is Miram is over here in Sefkot. And hey, specifically according to what the Derechem writes, that Shalom Shudas Kedei Sviya is before Nair Shabbos. And he's writing Poshet, he says that not to be Machmer regarding this by Suda Shlishas, that's enough for the Kabeya and more, just a little bit, looking at Rishon Aleph. And the rest you'll use for that of Nair Shabbos. The Ramaschal Ala Pesachim, you go knocking on the doors, look at Cemetery of the Shire and the Aleph, that you sell your clothing, and the same thing would be over here, said the Prima Gadim. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 15 said that even though he's getting supported from Kubat Stalker, he still has to go and acquire an air for Shabbos. Now, even though the Mais Hadlaka is imposed on the woman, and Shubhash Levi writes, however, the chiv of the spending of the money for Neir Shabbos is the responsibility on the husband. Now, the husband has been knocking on the doors for Neir Shabbos, and also when there's a guest, there's Meshatav in the Pruta, he's Meshatav at the Balabais, and the Baal has to be makna to him the Shabbat Pruta worth of the oil or of the Neir. Dish number 16, so he said, if there's extra candles, the husband can light them too. So there's many rooms now, as the Baalach writes later on Sivav, that the woman lights in one place with a bracha, and the husband's allowed to go ahead and light in other rooms without a bracha. Now, regarding Hidr Mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that's good that the man lights in the other rooms. And therefore, in our times, where the chashmal, the electricity, is the Ikar Oyer, the opinion of Ol Yashiv is that the woman lights also the electricity in the place of where the meal is, and also the number of candles that she used to, and she makes a bracha. And if the husband wants to, he can be mahadir and light after his wife another candle or electricity in some other rooms, or to add lights in the place of where the sud is. Dish number 17 said that when a woman gives birth, the first Shabbos, the husband lights and makes the bracha. Now, the reason of this is, Rav Frankel in his Argos and Shulchan Aruch here writes that since the woman cannot light, then there is in their place because she can't get up from her bed. So the husband should light it. And he adds on that according to this, if it's possible, one should place the candles near the bed of the woman, and she should light over there. And also in our times, if it comes out that the woman gave birth is in her house in the first Shabbos after the Leda, Boyashiv holds that she should light the candles herself. Now, when the woman's not home, or it's not possible for her to light the nears, the opinion of Boyashiv is that the big daughters in the house, their daughters, there before the husband for lighting the kitten there is, because they're also in Matsuyas Babayas Vaiska Bitzrach, which is the Svara of the Isha. Niskarelitz is not sure regarding this, if it's better that the husband should light because the mitzvah Yisim Bishluch, it's his mitzvah more than his agents, and only by his wife that we said she should light because Isha Kagufa, or maybe it's better that the daughter should light because they also have the reason of the Kivsinir Shalayim, because women extinguish the candle of the world, and it's possible that this reason is better than the mitzvah Yisim Bishluch. Now, if his daughter that's married is staying by him B'Shabbos when his wife is not home, the problem of Yashiv is that he should first light the Neris and make a bracha, and then his daughter should light. Now, if you only have in the house sons and daughters, the pinnacle of Shlomo Zalman is that it's better that one of the daughters that was Higila Mitzvah should light the Neris, because it's upon, meaning if there's no parents, because it's they have the Tzarech HaBayis on the responsibility. Dirshu number 18. So this is actually from the Bi'al Locha that I had mentioned in the previous simon, that if a woman forgot to light, Bi'al Locha spoke about if she just did less lights, then not to add on to the minik to penalize her. In our times, if a woman forgot to light the Neir Shabbos, but the electricity was lit, Shubhash Shabbat Levi writes, it's considered like she totally forgot, not like this of doing less, because even though the electricity is lit, there's still an obligation to light the Nair, because if not, how you make a bracha on the locus Nair when there's chashmal, when the electricity, and therefore it's considered like a bittul of the mitzvah, and she would have to add on a candle from that day onwards. Now, if the light of the electricity is lit in her house like Kavod Shabbos, then the Pinchas Yisrael says that that's not included in the category of a knas. Now, if she forgot to light the candle, but she made a Shabbos clock to light the electricity afterwards like Kavod Shabbos, Pinchas Yashiv is that then you don't penalize it because she prepared some type of a kiyum of the mitzvah of Havlokas Saner. Dirshu number 20, we said it's good for the husband to prepare the neiris, and that's how Rabbi Kibbeh is medactic in his Pirush Mishnah is, from the word of the Mishnah, Al Shal Nasha Mesis Dushafli Dosen, Al Shain Zeiris Benida, Chalo Badlokas Saner. It doesn't say Ubener, like it says regarding Nida and Chala. To say that the women don't have the preparing of the neir, only the lighting of the neir. Dirshu number 21, that we said you can make kiddush on bread. In our times where there's light from electricity, Shuvas Igus Mezher writes that wine for kiddush is before hadlokas in there. And third, that the pinnacle of Yashiv, that when there's no nair that you need, so that you shouldn't, there's no need for the nair because of electricity or some other reason, then the yain for kiddush is before the nair. Dish number 22, said a blind woman could also make bracha on nair Shabbos because she also has enough from Iris. The reason for this is that Rinus Gerelitz explains her benefit is that this, that others see the Arhaner and they could help her that she doesn't stumble on anything in the house, as the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Samar Test regarding the Chiv of a Simon to make the bracha of Yitzhar Ur. He adds on that according to this, if the blind woman is living alone in her house and there's no other people that could have benefit from light and help her, so then she cannot make a bracha on the nearest because she's not having benefit. On the other hand, Shulman Zaman holds that even in such a situation she can make a bracha because she does have enough from this that others could come in to her house and to help her. Now, the Gedabit, what's considered a blind woman regarding this, the Pinnon Eskerel, says that it's any woman that doesn't see at all, and she doesn't even sense the light, but only the sense of light, and differentiates between that and darkness. She just doesn't see objects. She's not considered blind regarding this, because she has enough from the Ur, and she can make a bracha.